It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo one, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Garden State and game two of this six-game series as your Brooklyn Cyclones try and even up this series at a win apiece against the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 11:05 a.m. first pitch here on this Wednesday morning. Cyclones and Blue Claws played a thriller yesterday to open up this set, a back-and-forth affair. Jersey Shore held a pair of two-run leads. Brooklyn able to tie it in the seventh on a Nick Morabito two-run home run. But Brooklyn, their rally in the ninth, trailing 5-3, fell just a hair short. Nick Morabito had an RBI single to make it 5-4. But Nick LaRusso with the tying and winning, or rather really go-ahead runs in scoring position, hit a hard line drive to right, but right at Leandro Pineda to end the ball game. Nick Morabito was outstanding yesterday. Four hits, scored a couple of runs, also drove in three. The four hits tied a career high. The three RBI tied a career best. He also hit his first Cyclones home run, as we mentioned, in that ball game, but the Cyclones unable to come away with the win. So Brooklyn now two back of Jersey Shore for second place, three back of Greensboro for first place in the North Division with 20 games left to play in the season's first half. Worth noting, there has been some roster shuffling for the Cyclones. Drew Smith's Major League Rehab assignment has been transferred out, likely to continue with AAA Syracuse. So one Smith is out and another Smith is in. The Mets have signed right-hander Julian Smith to a minor league contract. Smith, a right-hander, has pitched quite a bit in the Angels organization. He is a right-hander and has joined the Cyclones. Actually, rather, I stand corrected, he's a left-hander. Proves how little the turnaround is here. 26-year-old lefty spent last year in the Angels and Dodgers organizations, originally a 15th round pick of LA, the Dodgers that is, in 2018. Dakota Hawkins will make the first start of his professional career here this afternoon, 1-1 record, a 4.01 ERA, while Sam Aldegary, the Phillies' number 12 prospect, according to Baseball America, will get the ball for Jersey Shore, the lefty, 3-2. A 189 ERA. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for this afternoon's contest. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore, Mets and Phillies, and South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink.
For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
hyped.
So many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein. Perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. They can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Of this six-game series is coming right up here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. Baseball coming your way on this Wednesday morning.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered,
Thank you
but
so
there's
much.
So many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It is time for baseball on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Sam Aldegheri has completed his warm-ups, and Nick Morabito standing just outside the batter's box, getting ready for this one on Wednesday. Aldegheri, the left-hander, 6'1", 221 pounds, 22 years old, from my fair Verona, Italy. A southpaw will take on Nick Morabito here to start the night. So sun's shining, and it is time for baseball. Here from the Jersey Shore, Aldegheri's first pitch of the day. A fastball high at 93, and we are underway at 11:05 Eastern, right on schedule. The lefty kicks the 1-0, and Morabito drives one deep to left field, and all you can do is turn and watch that one sail on the berm. Two pitches into the game, and Nick Morabito picks up where he left off last night. 1-0 Brooklyn. That ball absolutely obliterated off the bat of Nick Morabito. A nice catch by a fan out there on the left field berm with a glove. 106.8 off the bat, 394 feet. And just like that, Brooklyn has the lead. So that brings up Nick LaRusso. And the first pitch from Aldegheri is outside, and it's 1-0. A swing and a miss at the 1-0 fastball. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. LaRusso 1-for-5 yesterday in the opening game of the series, as LaRusso takes high 2-1. Aldegheri works from the third base side of the slab as LaRusso swings the 2-1 and fouls it off the catcher, Disson. Count moves to Two balls and two strikes. Numbers for LaRusso so far this year, hitting at .291. Six homers and 25 RBIs. The lefty's 2-2 high. Three balls and two strikes. The number is for Aldegheri, the southpaw so far this season, making his eighth start. That was just the first home run he had allowed all season. The payoff pitch, and LaRusso fouls it away. Aldegheri, 3-2 record, a 189 ERA. Just 17 hits allowed in 38 innings, 18 walks, 45 strikeouts. A whip under one, a batting average against of 134. Both those marks third in the league, as LaRusso can't catch up the 93-mile-an-hour fastball up and away for strike three. So the first strikeout today for the southpaw, Aldegheri. And there's one out in the top of the first for Junior Tillian. Take a look at the Blue Claws defensively this morning. Left to right of the outfield, Hendry Mendez, Justin Crawford, and Cade Fergus. And the first pitch, a little bit low, 1-0. Third to first around the infield, Zach Arnold, William Bergoya, Otto Kemp, and Leandro Pineda, with Jordan Disson, the catcher, behind the plate. Aldegheri's 1-0. Sails way high above the shoulders. Two balls and no strikes. Tillian 1-for-4 yesterday in the series opener, hitting at .223. One home run and 10 RBI. Infield shifted to the left side. Tillian to pull. As another one up and away, 3-0. Aldegheri, his last start, took his second consecutive defeat. That was against Aberdeen on Wednesday, a week ago today. 3-0. Fastball at the chest, 3-1. But Aldegheri gave up two runs, a season-high four hits. In six innings, walked two, struck out eight, the 3-1. And Tillian again, swing and a miss. And a lot of swings and misses on that fastball up and away. And the count full, 3-2. Aldegheri did not start the first time these two teams met back in mid-April. Actually, he was on the IL that week. Dealt with some back tightness. The payoff pitch, outside ball four. So Junior Tillian entered play today on a season-high 11-game on base streak. And he now stretches that to 12 with a one-out walk. And the 12-game on base streak for Tillian matches the longest for a Cyclone so far this year. So one on and one out for William Lugo. He too had a base hit yesterday, rests the bat on his back shoulder. And he takes inside 1-0. We saw Stanley Consuegra start to do that last week against Hudson Valley. Lugo has always similarly held his hands high above his head, but today has that bat on his back shoulder. As the fastball from Aldegheri sizzles in there, even at one. Lugo hitting at just .167, 22 for 132. Two homers, does have 18 RBIs, however. The 1-1, and Lugo a high pop fly. This one out of play. About five rows back, a little bit towards the first base side of home plate. Count 1-2. With the struggles Consuegra, Lugo have had to start the season, Brooklyn and hitting coach Eduardo Nunez trying to come up with something for the two to start getting their bats going a little bit quicker. A stare at first, and Aldegheri throws to the bag, and Junior in standing up. But a perfect afternoon for baseball here by the Jersey Shore. Right now, the weather pretty much perfect. Temperature in the lower 70s as Lugo swings through a high fastball, strike three. Got him on the pitch up. Second strikeout for Aldegheri. And there's one on and two out for Stanley Consuegra. Right now, 73 degrees. That's what the real feel is at as well. 6 mile per hour wind gusts. American flag out in right center, blowing towards the first base line. Tillian takes his lead off first, held on there by Pineda. And the first pitch to Stanley Consuegra sent towards the sweet level. And just into the sweet to our right. No balls and a strike on Stanley. Consuegra tied Alex Ramirez for the franchise's all-time record in hits yesterday. Went 1-for-4, 164 all-time base hits in a Cyclones uniform. Throwback to first, and Tillian in standing up. Consuegra, like Lugo, off to a slow start. Batting average a tick over the Mendoza line at 201. 27-for-134 is another throwback to the bag. Pineda couldn't hold on to it, but doesn't get far enough away for Tillian to think about advancing. Stanley has picked up the power lately. 5 homers, 18 RBIs. Really, the last 9 games has been the turnaround for Stan. As Consuegra takes a strike at the letters, 0-2. 9 for his last 29. An OPS over 1,200. 4 home runs in those last 9 games. The 0-2, way high. Up and away, a ball and 2 strikes. Umpiring crew today, Christian Argueza calling the balls and strikes. Shea Graham on the bases. 1-0 Brooklyn on the leadoff home run by Morabito. 1-on, 2 out. The 1-2 inside by the shins. Consuegra had to lift his back leg out of the way to avoid being drilled. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aldegary, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. Works from the third base side of the slab from the stretch. As Consuegra in the air, center field. First step was back. Now coming in is Justin Crawford to make the catch over his left shoulder. And the side is retired. But Brooklyn strikes first on the leadoff home run by Nick Morabito. We are through a half an inning. It's Brooklyn 1 and Jersey Shore coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
It is the first professional start this morning for 24-year-old right-hander Dakota Hawkins. A good way to start, already spotted to a 1-0 lead. Hawkins, 6 feet tall, 208 pounds, from Chehalis, Washington. Undrafted free agent signee by the Mets last year out of Washington State University in July. Hawkins, first 11 appearances, all out of the bullpen, a 1-1 record, a 4.01 ERA. And his first pitch to Justin Crawford this afternoon at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. Hawkins, 21 hits allowed in 24 and a third innings, 9 walks to 34 strikeouts, as this one hits sharply to the right of the second baseman, Tillian. And into right center field, Crawford's aboard with a leadoff base hit. Just hit a hard line drive at 104 miles an hour to the right of the second base back. And Crawford, a leadoff base hit. He extends his hitting streak to 6. And so one on and nobody out for Otto Kemp. First pitch from Hawkins, pulled on the ground. That is a fair ball over the third base back. It hits off the wall by the Brooklyn bullpen. Crawford on his way to third. In at second standing is Otto Kemp. His sixth double of the year and three pitches into the home first. Jersey Shore has second and third and nobody out. This is a Blue Claw team that has not lost at home in the month of May. They have the best home record in the entire South Atlantic League. At 17-5, their 7.73 home winning percentage is fourth best in minor league baseball. And now Brooklyn has to bring the infield in for Leandro Pineda, who takes outside 1-0. Pineda hitting at 296, 5 homers, 24 batted in. 1-for-3 yesterday with a walk. Hawkins from the stretch, and Pineda fights it off the wrists. Towards the third base seats, a ball and a strike. Hawkins threw an inning on Saturday against Hudson Valley. Gave up a run on two hits. No walks, a couple of strikeouts. Did throw over 30 pitches in the inning. The 1-1. And Pineda, a ground ball back through the middle. Base hit center field. One run is in. Kemp will score. And just like that, after Brooklyn took the lead on the leadoff home run, it took just three batters for Jersey Shore to regain the lead. It's 2-1. RBIs 25 and 26 for Pineda. And Jersey Shore, in every single inning in which Brooklyn has scored this series, they have scored at least one in the following half inning. So already Brooklyn behind, as Henry Mendez swings through a back foot slider, and the count 0-1. This is a Brooklyn bullpen that is very, very shorthanded. Hoping to get at least four innings out of Hawkins today. The 0-1. And Mendez, a big chopping ball off the mound. The first baseman, LaRusso, raced over to try and field it. But Hawkins grabbed it to his left. And so he'll take it to the bag himself for the first out of the game as Pineda advances 90 feet to second base. So another man in scoring position for Andrick Nava, who had an outstanding game yesterday. The real reason why Jersey Shore won, 3-for-4, a double, a homer, two RBIs. His home run in the eighth inning made it a two-run game, and that run was the one that held up in the one-run Blue Claw win as Nava takes a strike, hitting 319, two home runs, and 15 driven in. Hawkins looks back at second, the 0-1, and this line in the left field coming on Consuegra to make the catch with a hop as Pineda scampers back to second base. So one on and two out for the shortstop, William Bregoia. Bregoia hitting at 244, no home runs and 15 RBIs. Bregoia sack fly yesterday. Then reach base with a walk. Righty fires, and this in the air, left center field. Could be trouble on the move. Morabito dives headlong. Oh, what a catch! Nick Morabito has a home run and an incredible diving headlong grab in the left center field alleyway to take away a base hit and an RBI from Bregoia to end the inning. Greg Brodzinski over to argue with the base umpire, Shea Graham, to say Morabito had trapped it. But what an incredible play by Nick Morabito to end the inning. We head to the top of the second, 2-1 Jersey Shore on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Call
calling all hot dog lovers. Come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, Sam Aldegary comes back to the mound, getting a chance to pitch with the lead as Jersey Shore jumps in front 2-1 on the two RBI knock off the bat of Leandro Pineda. Top of the second inning, Laura Gill and Pregent, the three due up for Brooklyn as the Cyclones try and snap the 12-game home winning streak for the Blue Claws. Fans, today's game brought to you by our good friends at Panorama Bus Tours. Shout out to our main men, Carlos and Sammy, for safety and quality. Like your Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web, panoramabustours.com, or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. Alfredo Lara will lead off for Brooklyn here in the top of the second inning. Lara hitting a .190 on the year, 23 for 121, a homer, 12 RBIs, 0 for 3 with a walk in the series opener last night. So Aldegary works from the third base side of the hill, three-quarter red sleeves on either end of that navy top, and the first pitch of the inning hits Lara on the shoulder. Trying to throw a breaking ball that, well, either broke too much or didn't break enough. And Lara gets it softly off the shoulder. Pitch was in the mid-70s, so you're going to get hit. That's the one to get hit on. And quickly, Brooklyn has a man aboard. Third time Lara has been plunked this year. The Blue Claws wearing the navy alternates this morning. Blue Claws and white bubble letters across the chest, white numerals front and back. And the first pitch to Mateo Gill at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. Gill 2 for 4 on Sunday, 4 for 18 since returning to the South Atlantic League. 218 on the year with Brooklyn. Two homers, 5 RBI. Lefty fires, and the 0-1 is hit off the hands down the third baseline, a foul ball. 0-2 as Gill walks back to the dugout. I think he broke his bat. White pants for Jersey Shore today, all the way down to the ankles for Aldegary. Navy and red piping along the side, red cap, red bill, with the surfboard riding Blue Claw logo on the front. So Mateo Gill will work himself back into the batter's box ahead of an 0-2 pitch, bottom of the 11 o'clock hour. Here on the East Coast, Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn trailing Jersey Shore 2-1. This the lone matinee today in the South Atlantic League. Everything else will start at 6:30 or later. The 0-2 struck him out. Lively fastball up at 93. And Aldegary picks up another K. That is his third. And there is one out in the top of the second inning. Aldegary did have a 10 strikeout game earlier this season. As a matter of fact, came into play today. With 45 in 38 innings. First pitch to the righty, swinging Pregent, taken for a strike. Fastball that time. Pregent hitting at a .152, 7 for 46. No home runs and 3 RBIs. Throw back to first. A little stagger from Lara, but able to get back there standing up. Pregent Last played on Saturday, went one for three, walked and scored a run. So reached in his last five as Pregent fights it off down the first base side. This one will get about eight rows into the green chair-backed seats. So 0-2 on the Cyclones catcher, who missed almost two full weeks earlier this month after getting a foul ball off the knee as the catcher. Pregent tries to check his swing, but he could not. On appeal, says the base umpire, Shea Graham. Brooklyn's been punched out at least three times in the first two games of the series on check swing calls by the base umpire when he's stationed between the pitcher's mound and second base. And so four Ks already for Aldegheri. And there's one on, two out for the nine-hole hitter, Karel Potts. Southpaw against southpaw as Paz watches the fastball squeak low. 1-0. Paz 0 for 4 yesterday. 200 batting average on the year, 9 for 45. Two home runs and 5 batted in. Aldegheri above the belt, the 1-0. And that pitch upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Blue skies up above. Sunshine illuminating the entire playing surface right now, with plenty of clouds overhead as well. The 2-0. Paz off the hands in the air. Back behind the plate. Disson still on the batter's circle. Paz almost was leaving the batter's box towards the dugout before Disson caught it. And they nearly collided. It was maybe about a difference of a foot or so. But Disson able to make the grab in front of the righty batter's box to end the inning. So Aldegheri hits Lara to start the frame, but gets a couple of strikeouts and a foul pop in a harmless second inning. No runs, no hits. One left after one and a half. It is 2-1 Jersey Shore on the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Dakota Hawkins trying to bounce back as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Only threw one pitch out of the strike zone in the first, but gave up a couple runs on three hits. Bottom third of the lineup, two up for Jersey Shore. Bottom of the 11 o'clock hour, Fergus, Arnold, and Disson. The only three in the lineup for Jersey Shore who did not play yesterday. Fergus, first pitch swinging in the hole at short. Backhand by Lugo. Off balance, throw to first. He got him. Oh, what a play by William Lugo. Moving over to his right. Fergus runs extremely well. What a beautiful play by Lugo to rob him of a base hit. One pitch, one out in the home second. So one away for Zach Arnold. And the righty's first toss to him. At the letters at 89, 0-1. Looked like maybe a cut fastball. Arnold hitting at 235, two homers, 15 RBIs. Last played on Sunday, went 0 for 4 as this foul just below our booth. Count 0-2. Arnold coming off a good series against Aberdeen, was 5 for 15. Four RBIs in that set as Arnold in the air to center, coming on Morabito. Won't need to leave his feet this time as he snares the line drive for the second out. Arnold hit it well, 99 on the EV. So two out in the second for the catcher, Jordan Disson. Had off yesterday. Batting average has dipped below the Mendoza line at 168. 16 for 95, does have three long balls and 15 batted in. As a good slider has him out in front. Pulled that front shoulder out 0-1. Disson last played on Saturday 0-2 with a couple of walks. Reaching all three, he played in the Aberdeen series, the 0-1. High, a ball and a strike. Brooklyn wearing the road grays today, BKLYN. Old English Navy lettering arched across the chest, the 1-1. Disson fouls it back again towards the suite to our right, but on the roof, 1-2. Navy sleeves on that gray jersey, Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Navy piping around the collar down the front of the jersey as well. Dakota got those gray pant legs hiked up below the knees. Navy piping along the side, the 1-2 pitch. And Disson flies it in a shallow right, racing in Lara, now slows down, makes the grab over the left shoulder. And a great bounce back inning for Dakota Hawkins. 1-2-3 goes Jersey Shore in at the second on a whopping total of 8 pitches. Just 18 total tosses between Aldegary and Hawkins in the second. We head to the third. 2-1 Jersey Shore off score.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Two-one Blue Claws as we move to the third inning here from Shoretown Ballpark. Game two of this six-game week-long series. Cyclones will return home a week from yesterday, next Tuesday, as Nick Morabito will lead off for Brooklyn here in the top of the third. He took Aldegary deep to lead off the ballgame. Second leadoff home run for Brooklyn this year, joining Stanley Consuegra, as Morabito takes a called strike. And the count 0-1. Lefty fires, and the 0-1 lunged for the pitch away. Fouls it off softly. Morabito behind, no balls and two strikes. Had four hits last night. Tied a career high. Matched a season best with three RBI. Also scored twice, the 0-2. And this time Aldegary wins the battle. 93 miles an hour up above the letters. And Aldegary, five strikeouts through two and a third. And there's one away. That home run for Morabito, still the only hit today for Brooklyn. As we mentioned, Aldegary does not give up a lot of hits. Entered play today third in the league in batting average against, as again, Aldegary able to squeeze a fastball up in the zone past a bat, as LaRusso comes up empty 0-1. It's time called by LaRusso. One strike pitch. And Aldegary's changeup outside evens up at 1-1. Working quickly. Break even. And LaRusso again can't catch up to the fastball 1-2. That fastball certainly been the best pitch so far today for the Southpaw. 1-2. Struck him out again. Six strikeouts for Aldegary through 2 2/3 innings. He has struck out at least two in each of the first three innings today and has struck out back-to-back batters in each of the last two innings. And so two quickly retired for Junior Tillian, who walked his first time up. And Aldegary hits the inside corner 0-1. He was voted to have the best control in the Phillies system entering the season by Baseball America, the 0-1. And Tillian off the hands towards the third base dugout behind 0-2. Phillies number 12, according to Baseball America. Tillian takes high, a ball and two strikes. Number 23 by MLB Pipeline. Southpaw's 1-2 pitch, and he strikes out the side. 94 miles an hour up in the zone. 7 Ks for the native of Italy through three innings of work and has only allowed the one hit, the leadoff home run, to Morabito. First 1-2-3 inning of the day for the Southpaw. We're through 2.5. It is a 2-1 Jersey Shore lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Well, Jersey Shore went 1-2-3 on 8 pitches in the second. Dakota Hawkins back to the hill here in the third. Crawford, Kemp, Pineda, top of the lineup, due up for Jersey Shore. They scored a couple against Hawkins in the opening frame as Justin Crawford takes a call at strike one. Crawford singled and scored in the first for the Blue Claws. Phillies number 2 prospect takes up and away. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Entered the day hitting at 276. 2 home runs, 13 batted in. The 1-1 fouled behind home plate. Fastball that time from Hawkins, 1-2. Crawford, 17th overall pick by the Phillies 2 years ago out of Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas, the 1-2. And Crawford can't hold up, swing and a miss. Strike three. Fastball up at 91 for Hawkins. That's his first strikeout today. And there is a one down in the bottom of the third. That K brought to you by our good friends at BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer to Coney Island with the USL in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Base is empty, one out for Otto Kemp. Doubled his first trip, takes inside 1-0. That just the third strikeout Brooklyn has recorded as a pitching staff in the first really 10 and a third innings on the mound this series, as a dirt ball and a Kemp makes it 2-0. Brooklyn certainly been able to pick up the strikeouts this year as Kemp puts one in the air again into the gap. Left center field, Morabito back into his right, and Nick tracks it down on the move. Makes the catch at chin height for the second out. So a good job by Morabito to run down the 98-mile-an-hour line drive in the alleyway. So all of a sudden, Dakota Hawkins has retired eight straight after the first three reached. And now Leandro Pineda, the difference in this ballgame, a two-run single in the first. As there's the first curveball we've seen from Hawkins. Tumbles in there at just a measly 70 miles an hour. Ephus-style breaking ball. The 0-1. Low. Evens up a ball and a strike. Infield shifted for Pineda to pull. Shortstop Lugo shaded up the middle. The 1-1. And a high pop fly. Shallow left center field. Racing to his right is Consuegra. And that one will just barely land foul. Love to see a replay on that. I wasn't so sure that that ball didn't land on the fair side of that chalk line. But Greg Brodzinski, not much of an argument. Pineda will head back the batter's box behind in the count 1-2. Base is empty. Two out in the home third. Jersey Shore 2, Brooklyn 1. As time called by Pineda. Brooklyn Navy cap, Navy bill today. That powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front. 1-2 from Hawk. And this off the hands of Pineda, also bounced off his front foot before it rolled in a fair ground. Softly up the first base line. So it stays 1-2 on Pineda. Always had an open stance with a bend in his knees, but certainly seems to be in more of a crouch, maybe trying to get some more torque from his lower body. The 1-2. And Hawkins got him. Struck him out as hardest pitch of the day, a 93-mile-an-hour heater up by the shoulders. Dakota Hawkins, his second strikeout. And great to see from Dakota, allow the first three batters of the game to reach. Since then, he's retired nine straight. To the fourth inning we go under the Wednesday afternoon sunshine. 2-1 Blue Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Going to the top of the fourth. Brooklyn still looking for their second hit. Haven't had one since the leadoff home run, as William Lugo takes a strike. And the count 0-1. Lugo, Consuegra, Lara. Three scheduled to bat. The 0-1 and Lugo a ground ball. There's the second hit of the day for Brooklyn. just had to speak it into existence. Lugo able to barrel it up and sneak it through the hole between third and short. So Lugo with a base hit in each of the first two games of the series, and that one came off the lumber just over 105.5. We're not talking about radio stations either. It was just an off-speed pitch at 86, middle. And Lugo took advantage. So one on, nobody out for Consuegra, who takes high for ball one. Take a look around the South Atlantic League on this Wednesday morning. About a quarter to the top of the 12 o'clock hour. The pitch to Stanley. And Aldegheri ties him up 91 in. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Everything else in the league isn't going to start till 6:35 or later tonight. So the Chiefs stands alone. As Consuegra tomahawks one deep down the left field line, and that's the record. Stanley Consuegra stands alone as Brooklyn's all-time hit king, and Brooklyn's going to try to score the tying run on the play, and they will. William Lugo races all the way around from first base to score on Stanley Consuegra's RBI double. Hit number 165 to break a tie with Alex Ramirez for the all-time Cyclones hit record, and it ties the score at two. Stanley Consuegra, Brooklyn Cyclones all-time hit king, on a screaming double down the left field line. So now all of a sudden Brooklyn has tied the score. And Wilfredo Lara takes a letter-high strike going one. A look at second. And a throw to the bag by Aldegheri was a little bit towards the first base side of second. Nice pick there by Kemp, reaching away from his body. Make sure that ball didn't squirt into center field. As this hit on the ground and through the hole between third and short, another base hit. Third straight to start the inning. The throw to the plate sails way offline from the left fielder. A nice lunging grab by Disson to keep it from going to the backstop. But Consuegra scores. Lara ends up at second on the throw, and Brooklyn has a 3-2 lead. Wilfredo Lara able to deliver a seeing eye base hit. Didn't have much room to get it through between Arnold and Bergoglio. Well, the pitching coach, Brad Bergeson, out to the mound to talk with Aldegheri. Came into the inning retiring six consecutive hitters, five of which on strikeouts. And now all of a sudden he's given up three straight base hits and has allowed a season high four knocks. So Bergeson says what he needs to his pitcher and catcher. Brooklyn, two runs in on three hits for the first three batters of the fourth inning. Mateo Gil trying to keep the line moving. Struck out in his first at-bat, and he attacks the first pitch. Gets under one to center. Back into his right is Crawford to make the catch. Lara's going to tag, and Crawford's throw in cut off by Bergoglio. So Gill advances the runner 90 feet to third, but he's sat down for the first out of the inning. So that brings up Christian Pregent. Jersey Shore will bring the infield in to try and cut off the run. And the first pitch from Aldegheri off the end of the bat and over the first base concourse of the parking lot. It's 0-1. Regent struck out his only time today. One strike offering. Fastball inside. 93 that time from the lefty. It's even, a ball and a strike. Aldegary signed by the Phillies back in 2019. Dealt with a lot of injury early in his career. As this in the dirt, hits off the shin protector of the catcher, Disson, and goes flying in the air, ends up in Brooklyn's third base dugout. Lara is going to score regardless, and Brooklyn now leads 4-2. I mean, that is as wild as a wild pitch can get, as the ball took a wild pinball left turn off the shin protectors of Jordan Disson. So Pregent doesn't need to do much at all, as the wild toss does the trick. And now Jersey Shore brings the infield back as Pregent takes high 3-1. Aldegary raises that beige mitt over his face as Pregent fouls it off the top of the screen. And the count full. Brooklyn three runs in here in the fourth to take a game-high two-run lead. The payoff pitch, and Pregent hits it on the ground at third. Picked up on a couple of hops by Arnold, and his overhand toss in time. Two out. Brings up Karel Paz. Popped up to the catcher. Only time up today. Aldegary up at the 60 pitch mark. On this Wednesday morning, we near the top of the 12 o'clock hour. Paz shows bunt, pulls back. And Aldegary's fastball darts in there for a called strike one. And Aldegary missed a lot of time to start his career due to the pandemic. Elbow injuries and shoulder soreness that limited him in 2022 to just 12 and a third innings. As Boz can't connect 0-2. But has been healthy for the most part so far in 2024. As that one down and away. A ball and two strikes. Fifth in the league in ERA. Third in batting average against and whip. 1-2. And Paz shoots it down the left field line, but this on the sideburn of foul ball. Still a ball and two strikes. And Aldegary started last year at single A. Joined Jersey Shore for the stretch run. 1-2. Up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Made four starts to close out the season in the South Atlantic League. It's part of that Blue Claw squad that won the second half. 2-2 pitch, and he got him. High fastball up and in at 93. Another K for Aldegary. And he has struck out eight in back-to-back starts. We head to the home fourth. Brooklyn picks up three runs in the inning on the strength of three hits. Nobody left. 4-2 Cyclones as we go to the bottom of the fourth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a two-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com. A amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Go to the bottom of the fourth. Dakota Hawkins a chance to pitch with the lead again. Retired nine in a row. And his first pitch changeup has Henry Mendez dipping his front shoulder. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Mendez ground out his first time up. Swing and a miss at the pitch down, it's 0-2. Hawkins working into the fourth inning. Dan McKinney, the pitching coach, was hoping the Cyclones could get Hawkins through four. He's been efficient with his pitch count. Only 33 tosses through his first two in the fourth inning. The 0-2, fastball high. 1-2, Hawkins' season high pitch count, 53 back on April the 13th. 1-2 pitch inside. Evens up at two balls and two strikes. We mentioned nothing has started yet in the South Atlantic League today outside of this one as the 2-2 drops low. Curveball. Full three balls and two strikes. 6:35, Hudson Valley and Aberdeen from Heritage Financial Park. The payoff pitch, and Mendez off the hands and somehow able to get it to the right of Mateo Gill in the left field for a base hit. Consuegra throws on the move to second. That holds Mendez at first with a base hit. Just a seeing eye number off the end of Mendez's bat in a perfect spot away from Gill, who is playing off the line. So that ends the streak of nine in a row retired by the righty. And the leadoff man on for Andrik Nava. Flied out to left in his only trip this afternoon. And Hawkins' first pitch, fastball inside and low. Asheville hosting Greensboro at 6:35. James Hicks for the Tourists. Derek Diamond will get the ball for Greensboro. 1-0, up and away, two balls and no strikes. Hickory in Winston-Salem at 7 o'clock. No listed probable for the dash. Ryan Lobus will make his third start for Hickory. Again, the third baseman Gill off the line, the 2-0. And Hawkins sneaks a fastball past Nava up and in. 90 on the gun. 2-1 now. Roma in Greenville at 7:05. Drew Hackenberg for the Emperors. As the 2-1 just a hair low. 3-1 now on Nava. Juan Daniel Encarnacion, the starter for the drive in that one. The 3-1 pitch up and away, ball four. So after retiring nine straight, the first two are on for the Blue Claws in the fourth inning. And for Hawkins, that is first walk of the day. So the Blue Claws quickly have the tying runs aboard. As you mentioned, every inning of Brooklyn has scored in this series. Coming into this fourth, Jersey Shore has scored in the very next half inning. Trying to do that again here as the corner is coming in. Nick LaRusso in, maybe two, three steps. Right by that cutout at first base. Gill playing in on the lip of the grass. First pitch to Bregoya. In by the shins, 1-0. Wonder if Hawkins maybe starting to run out of gas here. Back-to-back three-ball counts to start the inning. Coming into the frame, he'd only gone to two balls in one count. And that was the 2-0 count to Kemp before he lined out to center last inning. 1-0. There's a strike. Argoya didn't seem to agree based on that head turn. Up and away at 89, it's even at 1. Wilmington will be in Bowling Green to close out the schedule tonight at 7:35, the 1-1. Again at the letters, same spot from Hawkins, 1 and 2. Jose Atencio will start for the Blue Rocks. No listed starter yet for the Hot Rods. Righty's 1-2, and Bregoia flat-footed, swings and misses. Chase the tailing fastball away at 92. And Hawkins' his third strikeout for the first out of the fourth inning. So a big K for Hawkins as a ground ball could get him out of the inning now. Two on and one out for Cade Fergus, who grounded out to short on the first pitch of the second inning. First toss from Hawkins. Able to get it in and off the plate on Fergus, a swing and a foul ball. Towards the first base seats, 0-1. Fergus, former 13th round pick of the Phillies out of George Washington University, hitting at 235, three homers, 12 RBI entering the day as the bottom falls out of the slider. And Fergus swings over at 0-2. Considered to have the best outfield arm in the Phillies organization by Baseball America, was voted the same in the Florida State League last year by league managers for joining Jersey Shore in August a season ago. The 0-2. Way high, up by the elbows of Fergus. Preaching out of his crouch to reel it in. One ball and two strikes. Mendez at second, Nava at first. Brooklyn a 4-2 lead. The 1-2 pitch, and he got him swinging. Again, the slider down and away. Back-to-back strikeouts for Hawkins. He now has four. And two out now in the frame for Zach Arnold. Lined out to center. His only trip today. Well, Hawkins now at 50 pitches. He mentioned his season and career high 53. Start to wonder maybe this the last batter for Hawkins, for better or worse. As Arnold takes high 1-0, the other thought could be given one more batter. Jordan Disson on deck and maybe make a change the next time through the batting order. There is action in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. 1-0. And Arnold swings through the slide piece. Down and away, one ball, one strike. Looks to be Jeffrey Colon up and throwing in the Cyclone bullpen. And indeed it is. The 1-1. And Arnold, a high pop fly off the wrists. First base side, LaRusso and Hawkins each over by the dugout. But this one will land two rows back into the seats. 1-2, Hawkins a dead sprint, racing over to try and track that ball down. And Hawkins, first career start today, made 14 last year in the Pac-12 at Washington State. Great out of the bullpen to start the year for Brooklyn. Entered play today, leading all league relievers in ground ball rate and swinging strike rate. The 1-2 pitch. And there's another swinging strike. Got Arnold to swing through the slider down and away. And after the first two reached against Hawkins in the fourth, he battles back to strike out the next three, swinging to end the inning, and in all likelihood, end his afternoon. And if that's the end for Hawkins, what a job after allowing the first three to reach, gave up a couple of runs, able to settle down and keep his Brooklyn Cyclone squad in front into the fifth. 4-2 Brooklyn. Morabito in the top of the lineup, two up, and we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now to secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Already to the top of the fifth inning. Nick Morabito to lead off against Sam Aldegheri, and he takes a strike. Morabito, LaRusso, Tillian. 3-2 up in the frame. Brooklyn a 4-2 advantage. As Morabito takes outside 1-1. Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday morning so far. Thanks for being along with us. A little bit past the top of the noon hour. Cyclones a 4-2 lead. As Morabito yanks it foul just to the left of the third base bag. And the count 1-2. Brooklyn, four runs, four hits, no errors. They have left two. The 1-2, and Morabito down on strikes. Off balance, trying to swing through the changeup down and away. That front foot seemed to slip a little bit. A violent swing and a miss. So after allowing the leadoff home run to Morabito, Aldegheri has struck him out the last two times. And there's one down in the frame for Nick LaRusso. Trying to extend his team and season-high nine-game hitting streak. Struck out twice today. Fouls the first pitch away. And the count 0-1. Time to get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the afternoon. And fitting with Nick Morabito, the previous batter, as LaRusso pops it in the air. First base side, Pineda by the tarp. But this will bounce off the Blue Claw dugout. And ricochet into the seats 0-2. But last night, Nick Morabito, four hits, three RBI, a home run. Was the first time a Cyclone player had posted that line in a game since August of 2022. As LaRusso takes high, a ball and two strikes. So our question this morning, who was the last Cyclone to do exactly that? Four or more hits, three or more RBIs, and also hit a home run. That in a single game. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know, as LaRusso takes down and in. Count evens at two. The kick and fire. And LaRusso reaches for the pitch up and away and sends it towards the first base seats. Still two balls and two strikes. Base is empty, one out. Brooklyn a 4-2 advantage. 2-2. Thought about it. Did he go? No. On appeal, says the base umpire. Today, that is Shea Graham. And Nick has run the count full. Jeffrey Colon still warming in the Brooklyn bullpen. Have to imagine he'll come on to start the bottom of this fifth inning. Payoff. LaRusso pulls it on the ground to third. Picked up there by Arnold. Couple of crow hops and throw. They get LaRusso for the second out. Two down for Junior Tillian. 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout in this ballgame. Series between these two continuing tomorrow night. Back to a regularly scheduled 7:05 first pitch as Tillian fouls it away. Joelmi Ramirez will make the start. 1-1, an ERA of 5. The 0-1 as Tillian again off the screws. And back onto the roof, 0-2. Ramirez coming off that great effort. Essentially piggybacking off of Douglas Orellana last Friday. Ended up earning the win. The 0-2 pitch just a bit outside. Good fastball from Aldegary. Missed the outside. Black at 94 is Stevenson Jimenez. Expected to make the start for Jersey Shore tomorrow night. The 1-2 inside and low. Count evens at 2-2. Jimenez a 2-6 record and a 6.45 ERA. Been a tough start to him or for him so far in 2024. Aldegary looking for a 1-2-3 frame. The 2-2 pitch. And Junior takes high, count full. William Lugo, shortstop who already has a base hit this afternoon, waiting on deck. Cologne ready down the line for Brooklyn. The payoff. And Tillian in the air, first base side. Pineda again by the tarp, but this once more a couple of rows into the seats. Stays full at 3-2. Great crowd on hand, an education day here for the Blue Claws. Tons of youngsters across southern New Jersey. The payoff pitch fouled away. And count 3-2, although don't call it South Jersey here in Lakewood. To Pat McCarthy on the Mets radio network. Pat, native of South Jersey. Fervent believer that Lakewood is Central Jersey territory. As Tillian strikes out. Tied up inside and down on an 84-mile-an-hour slider. 9 strikeouts for Sam Aldegary. 1 shy of his season high. We are through 4.5 here on this Wednesday morning. Brooklyn a 4-2 lead. Jeffrey Cologne coming on. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Well, fitting, Jeffrey Colón welcomes us back for the bottom of the fifth inning as he comes on out of the bullpen. His first pitch to Jordan Disson, 92 miles an hour down and away, 1-0. 9-1, 2-2 up for Jersey Shore. The 1-0 chopped on the ground is short as Lugo picks and fires, and Disson retired for the first out of the fifth inning. What a job done by Dakota Hawkins, though, in his first career start. A career-high tying 4 innings of work allows 2 runs on 4 hits, a walk, and 5 Ks. But that line is a little bit misleading because after the first 3 batters of the game reached base, Hawkins' numbers looked much, much different. Crawford tries to bunt himself aboard and fouls it off to the left, 0-1. Hawkins' first three batters reached. They scored two runs, so you take that away. Four innings, no runs, one hit, a walk, five Ks. After the first three batters came and went. The 0-1, inside corner, 0-2. And just as importantly, probably more importantly, kept Jersey Shore off the scoreboard in the bottom of the fourth after Brooklyn scored three to take the lead, especially with the way the Blue Claws have been playing at home and most notably how they attacked every single time after Brooklyn bounced back on Tuesday night as Crawford takes one on the inside corner. Strike three called. Got him on the fastball on the inner half. So Jeffrey Colon is first strikeout. And two quick outs for Jeffrey. Begin the bottom of the fifth inning. Brings up Otto Kemp. A double and a line drive to center today. And he takes outside 1-0. Colon, the right-hander. 6'1", 184 pounds. 24 years old from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican Republic. As the 1-0 hits Kemp in the back. 93-mile-an-hour fastball got away from Colon and caught Kemp right by that white 3-2 on the back of his navy jersey. And a painful way for the Blue Claws to get a man aboard in the fifth inning. Well, the numbers for Colon so far this season certainly disappointing, making his 10th appearance with the Cyclones this year. No record, but an ERA just south of 8 at 7.9. 19 hits in 13 and two-thirds innings, has walked 8 and struck out only 6. Between Brooklyn and AAA Syracuse, made one appearance there. As now Leandro Pineda, 1-for-2, takes high 1-0. Colon's strikeout rate for the season is just above 7.5%. Minor league average is right around 24%. Throw back to first, and Kemp dives back. Was some action in the Jersey Shore right field bullpen. Aldegheri at 84 pitches through 5. Righty up and tossing. Colon's 1-0. Way high. 93 on the gun. Two balls, no strikes, but a right-hander up and warming. That looks to be Andrew Baker. 2-0. Pineda rolls over 1-2. Waiting for it to go by was Kemp. But no problem for Junior Tillian. Right from the lip of the outfield grass, throws to first. And a strong first inning out of the bullpen for Colon. Works around the two-out hit batter. No runs, no hits, one left. Five complete on this Wednesday morning down by the shore. Everything all right. Brooklyn a 4-2 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Go to the bullpen for Jersey Shore as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Sam Aldeguerri's day done. Andrew Baker, the right-hander, is on. Lugo, Kinsuegra, and Lara. 3-2 up for the Cyclones in the inning. And the first pitch to William Lugo misses down and away. 1-0. Final lineup for Aldeguerri. Leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. Five innings, four runs all earned on four hits. That tied a season high. A walk, 10 strikeouts. That also ties the season best. Did allow the leadoff home run to Morabito as Lugo takes down and away 2-0. Aldeguerri hit a batter, a wild pitch. 84 total tosses, 55 strikes. Is 2-0 in the dirt, 3-0 now on Lugo. Baker, Phillies number 29 prospect, according to Baseball America. Right-hander standing at 6'1", 190. The 3-0, outside ball four, and Lugo's aboard. Second time Lugo on base today. Team leading 37th walk. Entered play, fifth in all of minor league baseball, and walk rate at just over 21%. And Brooklyn, the leadoff man on in the sixth, with Baker, 24 years old from Montgomery, Alabama. Phillies 11th round pick 2 years ago at a Chipola Junior College in Marianna, Florida. The first pitch to Stanley down and away 1-0. Kinsuegra tied the game with an RBI double his last time up. Broke a tie with Alex Ramirez for the franchise record. All-time base hits, and Brad Bergeson, after five straight miss, quickly out of the dugout, and the Blue Claws bullpen back up and working. Baker making his seventh appearance with Jersey Shore. No record, a 284 ERA, three hits in six and a third innings. That was just his second walk since rejoining Jersey Shore. One walk, 13 strikeouts for him. Threw a perfect inning against Aberdeen last time out on Saturday, but Baker began the year at AA Reading, has been with Jersey Shore since the 7th of this month. Had a 1-2 record in the Eastern League, an ERA just south of 12. Walked 8, gave up 15 hits in 8 and a third innings. As again, Kinsuegra takes outside. And six straight have missed. It's 2-0. So Baker overall this year, an ERA just under 8. At 7.98, the 2-0. Outside again, same spot all three times to Kinsuegra. 3-0. Baker began his college career at Auburn University. He was actually drafted twice. The 3-0. Low ball four, and Stanley's on. So back-to-back four-pitch walks to start the day for Baker. And now Alfredo Lara, who's been on base twice with a hit by pitch and a single, will step in. Mason Ronan, the southpaw, up in the Blue Claw bullpen. 4-2 Brooklyn with two on, nobody out in the sixth. As the first pitch, a called strike, bounces off the glove of the catcher, distant. Runner breaks for third, and he's out. Lugo hesitated, then tried to get in a full sprint to third base, and Disson able to pick it up to the third base side in front of home, right on the lip of the grass. And Lugo thrown out on a head-first dive, and Lugo slammed his hand on the third base bag in frustration. As Brooklyn gifts Baker an out here in the sixth inning. It was a called strike to Lara. Out at third at 2-5. Kinsuegra took second on the throw. But instead of two on, nobody out, a man at second and one out. As Baker misses down and away, one ball and one strike. Baker also drafted by the Dodgers in the 16th round. 2019, also out of Chipola College. 1-1. Down and away, two balls and a strike. So Baker, just one out of his 11 pitches have been in the zone. Brooklyn a 4-2 advantage. The righty's 2-1, and Lara thought about it. Did not go on appeal. Stayed away from the slider, down and away, 3-1. Baker, following last season, pitched for Scottsdale Scorpions. The Arizona Fall League was outstanding. He's named a Fall Star. 7 shutout innings, 2 hits. As Lara takes a letter high strike in the count full. Did walk 6 of the 29 he faced. The Phillies were hoping that trajectory would continue up. The payoff pitch, and Lara fouls a 98-mile-an-hour fastball behind the plate. Still a full count. But Baker started to turn things around here in the South Atlantic League after a bumpy beginning at the AA level. 3-2 pitch, and Lara fouls it down the right field side, a souvenir. And the count stays full. Coney Convo's trivia question here on this Wednesday morning. Yesterday, Nick Morabito, 4 hits, 3 RBI, a home run. 3-2 pitch. Lara takes high ball 4. So Baker has faced 3 hitters and has walked all 3. And instead of bases loaded, nobody out because of the out on the bases. Brooklyn with runners at first and second and one down for Mateo Gil. No call to the bullpen just yet, but Ronan appears to be ready in the Blue Claw bullpen. First pitch to Mateo Gil, and Baker gets it over at 96, 0-1. Third baseman Arnold hugging the line. A look back at second. A kick. And Baker again will watch Consuegra back to the base. An Orobito yesterday. 4 hits, 3 RBI, a home run. First time a Cyclone put together a line like that in a single game since 2022. As Gill in the air right side out of play. Baker in front. No balls, 2 strikes. The first time Brooklyn had a player 4 more hits, 3 or more RBIs, and a home run in a single game since August of 2022. Our question today, who was the last Cyclone to do it? The 0-2 pitch, Gill off the end of the bat, off the hands of Baker, rolls to the third base side of the mound, gathers and throws to first to get at least one. The runners will advance to second and third. Baker couldn't squeeze it on the bare hand to his right, but able to still get the man at first base. And so 2 in scoring position with 2 out for the catcher, Christian Pregent. Pregent, a strikeout and a ground ball to third. 0-2 today. First toss to Pregent in there for a strike, going 1. Have had a couple of guesses. Already funneled in. The 1-0, way outside, down and away. A nice sprawling stop by Disson to his right to save a run. As Consuegra forced to hold at third. 1 ball and 1 strike. Mary DiBernardo chiming in with Matt Rudick. Remembering him getting a Gatorade bath after a particularly great game as Pregent takes outside. 2 balls and no strikes, or rather 2 balls and a strike. Video board has it as 3-0, but the home plate umpire showing 2-1. Righty offers, and a breaking ball from Baker inside and low, 3-1. You wonder if they'll bring in the lefty to face the lefty. Paz, should Baker allow another walk here? But no, it was not Matt Rudick. Happened on the road. That game August 2022. As that down and away ball four. And again, a good backhand by Disson sliding behind the lefty box to save a wild pitch. Four walks in the inning for Andrew Baker. And Greg Brodzinski has seen enough. Well, because of the out on the bases, Brooklyn has not scored in the inning yet. But it'll be up to Mason Ronan to get Jersey Shore through at the sixth unscathed as Brooklyn has him loaded with two out. Pause against Ronan when we come back. 4-2 Brooklyn here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Go to the bullpen for Jersey Shore with the bases loaded and two out here in the top of the sixth inning, bottom of the 12 o'clock hour. It is the left-hander Mason Ronan that has come on. Ronan, 6'2", 239, 24 years old, from the College of Central Florida, native of Asheville, Pennsylvania. Signed, rather re-signed by the Phillies as a minor league free agent back in January. And a tough task with the bases loaded, two out. And Brooklyn already in front by a pair. All three men, the responsibility of Andrew Baker. And the first pitch to Paz in the air, left field. Back now coming in towards the line is the left fielder Mendez. And Ronan throws one pitch to load, or rather leave the bases loaded in the sixth. Brooklyn loads the bags without the benefit of a base hit, but an out on the bases earlier in the frame prevent them from adding it to the lead. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Jeffrey Colon back to the bump. 4-2 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jeffrey Colon back to the mound as we move to the bottom of the sixth. Part of the lineup, two up for Jersey Shore. Mendez, Nava, and Bergoya, the three scheduled to bat. And the first pitch of the inning to Mendez ricochets off the glove of LaRusso, ricochets over to Tillian, and Tillian can't make the play. It was a hot shot ground ball at LaRusso. Tried to make the play at his chest, and the ball just went in and out of his mitt. And LaRusso should be charged with his second error in as many games. Not sure how you rule it anything other than that. Ball hit him right in the glove. And so the Blue Claws put the leadoff man on against Colon in the sixth. And wow, they gave him a hit on that? That is unbelievable as Nava a line drive to center. Back goes Morabito over the shoulder, makes an incredible running grab as Mendez has to retreat back to first base. But how in the world do they give Mendez a base hit on a ball that hit the first baseman in the glove? That's certainly a choice by the official scorer here. And there's one on and one out now for William Bergoya. Colon from the stretch. And this foul to the left. And the count 0-1. Bergoya, a fly ball to center and a strikeout. Count 0-2. One strike offering. Inside and low. And the count even at one. Left-hander Jordy Martinez on minor league rehab. Warming up in the Jersey Shore bullpen. Brooklyn has action as well. 1-1. Up and in. 2-1 that time with the heater. Josh Hetchka up in the Brooklyn left field bullpen. One on, one out. 4-2 Cyclones. The 2-1. This is a soft ground ball up the middle. Could be two. Lugo fields with a forehand. Steps on second. Throw to first. Double play. Inning over. Well, no need to worry about the hit or error on that ground ball to start the inning from Mendez. As an inning ending 6-3 double play erases it and keeps Jersey Shore scoreless once again. No runs. One hit. And nobody left on base. We are through six here. From Shoretown Ballpark, Brooklyn 4, Jersey Shore 2 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more. Plus, receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Call to the bullpen for the Blue Claws as he moved to the top of the seventh inning. Jordy Martinez, the minor league rehabber, on out of the bullpen to face the top of Brooklyn's lineup. Morabito, LaRusso, and Tillian. Martinez, 6'2", 185, 23 years old, from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. And the first pitch to Nick Morabito in the dirt. And the count. 1-0. Morabito led off the ball game with a home run. Since then has struck out a couple of times. Lefty offers. And that pitch outside. Two balls and no strikes. Final line for a couple relief arms. Andrew Baker, two-thirds of an inning, no runs, no hits, walk four. But does not give up a run because of the out at third on the dirt ball. 3-0. Amor Abito golfs one in the air to center, but got underneath it. Camped underneath is Crawford in straightaway center. And one center fielder retires the other for the first out of the seventh inning. Well, Mason Ronan came on through just one pitch to get the final out and strand the bases loaded in the sixth. Baker, 24 pitches, 8 strikes. Ronan just the single toss. Nick LaRusso, 0-for-3. Ground out to third last time as Martinez deals down and in. And the count 1-0. Martinez made 4 appearances earlier this year at Double-A Reading before landing on the IL as this one scalded down the left field line, but a foul ball just behind the Brooklyn bullpen, even at 1. Martinez landed on the IL the 19th of April at an ERA of 6, a 1-0 record in the Eastern League. 7 hits in 6 innings, just, or actually no walks, 10 strikeouts. Lefty fires. And LaRusso takes inside and low, 2-1. Join the Complex League Phillies on a rehab assignment on Saturday through an inning. As LaRusso off the end of the bat, right center field to his left, Crawford. And down by his knees, reaches to make the catch for the second out. So 2 out in the seventh for Junior Tillian, 0-for-2 with a walk. Martinez, at his last appearance, gave up 3 runs, 1 earned, 2 hits. All 3 outs via strikeouts, but took the loss that day for the Complex League Phils. Spent last year as part of the Jersey Shore bullpen. As Tillian in the air right side, over towards the Tarp Pineda, but this 4 rows into the seats. Martinez last year an ERA just under 4 at 3.97. For the Blue Claws, 59 Ks and 47 and two-thirds before joining Reading for the stretch run on the 19th of August. Bases empty, 2 out in the seventh, the 0-1. And Tillian line drive left center field. That will dunk down there for a base hit. Mendez over to cut it off with a backhand as Tillian will stay at first with a two-out single. So Junior, his first hit of the day, second time he's been on base. Brings up William Lugo with one on. And two out. Lugo 1-for-2. Single in his walk his last 2 times. Up's also scored a run. And William takes upstairs 1-0. Brooklyn 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 5. Jersey Shore, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 4. The pitch to Lugo off the wrists in the air. Still on the dirt, the shortstop, Bergoglio, waves his right arm, calling off the second baseman, Kemp, and a little bit to the left of the second base pillow, makes the play to end the inning. So Brooklyn gets a 2-out base hit, but that is it. Time to get up and stretch here from Shortown Ballpark. We'll get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question in week up. When we get back, Brooklyn in front of Jersey Shore 4-2 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
To the bottom of the seventh inning. Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn. It is the right-hander Josh Hetchka, who is on in relief of Jeffrey Colon, who did a great job over two scoreless innings. And Hetchka, the sidewinder's first toss over for a strike. 0-1 on Cade Fergus. Bottom third of the lineup, two up for Jersey Shore. Fergus, Arnold, and Disson has the 0-1 a little bit low. Even at one. Hetchka 6-1, 190. 27 years old from the state of Michigan, former Johns Hopkins Blue Jay. The 1-1 up and in. Two balls and a strike. Hetchka pitching for the first time since Sunday. Gave up a run in two innings in that affair. The two-ball, one-strike pitch is hit in the air to center. Morabito can't see it in the sunshine. Now picking it up with the sunglasses on and reaches high over his head to make the grab for the first out. Hetchka is his 14th appearance, no record, a 2.12 ERA. Two saves, 13 hits in 17 innings, six walks, 11 strikeouts. Final line for Jeffrey Colon, two innings, no runs, a hit, no walks, a strikeout. Hit a batter, 16 pitches and 10 strikes. Arnold's 0 for 2. And he fouls the first pitch he sees from Hetchka off himself. No balls and a strike. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. Also have to shout out Cliff Watson at C. Watson Jr. for nailing our trivia question last night. We never read it on the air, so we apologize, Cliff. Congratulations for nailing that. The 0-1. Inside and low. One ball and one strike. But our question today was Nick Morabito yesterday, four hits, three RBI, a home run. First time a Cyclone player has done all that in the same game as Arnold. Hits one deep down the left field line, hooking towards the fair foul pole, and it is a foul ball. Just to the left of that yellow pole, Greg Brodzinski tried motioning it fair, but a foul ball down the line and a long strike two. The first time a Cyclone player, four or more hits, three or more RBI, and a home run at least in a single game since August 2022. As a breaking ball up and away, two balls and two strikes. Our question was, who was the last Cyclone to do that in a single game? Wasn't at home. We had a guess of Matt Rudick from Mary DiBernardo. Remembered a Gatorade bath as Arnold fouls it off 2-2. And this player might have had a Gatorade bath, but wasn't at Maimonides Park that day. Was actually right here in this ballpark. But 2-2. And Arnold fouls it through the legs of Pregent. We'll do it again. No, the correct answer is the man who is standing at the shortstop position right now. William Lugo is the last Cyclone to do that in a game, August 28th, 2022, right here at this ballpark. As a swing and a miss, Hetchka got him on that rising slider up and away. First strikeout today for Hetchka, and two out for Brooklyn in the seventh inning. Here's Jordan Disson. 0-2, a fly ball to right, a ground out to short in this ball game. Hetchka from the first base side of the slab. And Disson swings in the first pitch, soft ground ball to short. Rather to third, excuse me. Mateo Gil, though, makes the play with ease from the infield grass. And Hetchka, a quick and easy 1-2-3. Bottom of the seventh inning on 12 pitches. Lugo that day, 4-for-6, scored four times, had four RBI, in a three-run homer in what was Brooklyn's 18-1 win that day, August 28th, 2022, against the Blue Claws. We head to the eighth, 4-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We got breaking news,
wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Your teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the eighth inning, Brooklyn leading at Jersey Shore 4-2. Fans, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party just one time with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray, the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports at oasas.ny.gov. Jack Dallas. New arm in the game for Jersey Shore as Stanley Consuegra takes a first pitch strike. The 0-1 to Stanley, and this one scalded deep down the left field line. That one's going to get in there for a one-hopper off the wall. Consuegra rounds first. He's on his way to second, and he'll be there standing with a leadoff double. Hit number 166 in Stanley's Cyclones career. He is now two doubles shy of Alex Ramirez's all-time mark in yet another category, and I think that would complete the gauntlet for Consuegra of the all-time Brooklyn Cyclones offensive marks. That double brought to you by Barrel Smith's Barrel-Aged Cocktails. Put the barrel on the ball. So a man at second, nobody out. And the first pitch to Wilfredo Lara is taken for a strike. And the count 0-1. Lara hit by a pitch, singled and walked today. Been on base all three times. Righty's 0-1. And Lara line drive through the right side base hit. Consuegra going to get held at third as Fergus's throw to the plate cut off by Pineda. We mentioned earlier, Fergus voted as having the best outfield arm in the Phillies system. And so Dallas greeted rudely. Couple of line drive base hits. One to left by Consuegra. Another to right by Lara. And Brooklyn with two on and nobody out in the eighth inning for Mateo Gil. Dallas, the right-hander, standing at 5'9", 213 pounds. Dallas, 25 years old, from Orange, Texas. Final line for Jordy Martinez. When an inning, no runs, a hit, no walks, no Ks. 11 pitches, 6 strikes in his first rehab appearance with Jersey Shore. Mateo 0-3 today. Catch the numbers for Dallas in just a second. Consuegra the man at third. Lara at first. Brooklyn looking for insurance. Runner starts and stops. And Lara heads back to first pitch outside. Disson bluffs a throw behind the first base runner. 1-0 on Mateo. Gil ground out his last time up. That was to the pitcher. Hit off the bare hand. Of the right-hander Baker. 1-0 on the son of former big leaguer Benji. And Gil chased a fastball up and in. Swung at ball two. It's even 1-1. Dallas making his 14th appearance. 1-0, an ERA of 5.5. 19 hits in 16 in a third inning, 7 walks, 16 strikeouts. Dallas been better in May, an ERA just over 3.3 as Gill 1-1 in the air, foul ground first base side. Pineda by the first base coach's box makes the catch. And a big out number one for Dallas in the eighth inning. So Gill cannot advance the runner from third of the plate. And one out for Pregent as a ground ball could get Jersey Shore out of the inning. Dallas has induced 3 double plays so far this year. Coming off an outing against Aberdeen last Friday, gave up a season-high 4 hits, but did not allow a run in an inning and a third. Pregent 0 for 2 with a walk. And Christian takes a called strike on the inside corner with the slider. During the top of the 1 o'clock hour in the East, Brooklyn 4, Jersey Shore 2. Second baseman Kemp shaded up the middle. Dallas at the belt. A 1-strike pitch. Fastball up and in at 92. Count evens at 1. Pregent rests that beige leather mitt on his front left side of the chest as he gets the sign. Front leg bent, or front leg straight, back leg bent. 1-1. And Pregent fouls it off the catcher, Disson. And Disson, worse for wear, it's 1-2. Helmet off. Trying to shake it off on a knee behind home plate. As the home plate umpire, Christian Arguello, walks the ball back to the mound. As Greg Brodzinski, the manager, and Keita Isagi, the athletic trainer for the Blue Claws, out to make sure all okay with the Jersey Shore catcher. The count 1-2 on Christian Pregent. Brooklyn started the inning with a double by Consuegra and a single from Lara. Mateo Gill, a foul pop to first. And now Pregent behind, a ball and 2 strikes. Brooklyn squandered a chance in the sixth inning to add to their lead. Had 4 walks in the frame, but an out trying to advance to third on a ball in the dirt. Help get Jersey Shore out of the frame unscathed. No one has scored since the fourth inning. As Sanji and Brodzinski back to the dugout as Disson stays in. Brooklyn 1 in the first, Jersey Shore 2 in the bottom of the inning. And then Brooklyn 3 in the top of the fourth. We have not seen a run since. 1-2, and a slider up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karel Paz, lefty hitting a left fielder. Waiting on deck, the 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Change up, down and away. Back-to-back huge at-bats for Jack Dallas. A foul pop and a strikeout, and now Brooklyn needs a base hit to add to the lead. Big K there from Dallas. Brooklyn been unable to get that run in from third. Paz 0 for 3 tonight. A fly out to left in his last at-bat. And the first pitch rolled over on the ground to second. Fielded there by Kemp. And again, the Blue Claws escape without allowing a run in the eighth inning. So Brooklyn receives back-to-back base hits to start the frame, but cannot get a run across on a foul pop, a strikeout, and a ground out. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Top of the lineup due up for Jersey Shore against Josh Hetchka, Crawford, Kemp, and Pineda. Brooklyn a 4-2 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Shechka back to the rubber as we start the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn a 4-2 advantage. Have left eight men on base through their first eight trips to the plate. Top of the lineup due up for Jersey Shore as Justin Crawford will lead off. Crawford 1-for-3, tries to bunt himself aboard, but pops it in the air, foul. Off the screen, third base side, 0-1. Righty starting to throw. For Brooklyn in left field, that is Brett Banks. Edgecombe needed 12 pitches to retire Jersey Shore in the seventh. Righty kicks, comes home. And Crawford takes up and away. One ball, one strike. Top of the 1 o'clock hour in the East. Brooklyn trying to snap Jersey Shore's 12-game home winning streak. 1-1. And Crawford tries to wait back on the slow-moving breaking ball. But just fouls it off in the box, count 1-2. Righty up in the Blue Claw bullpen down the line. Edgecombe hides his eyes behind that bright blue mitt, the 1-2. And Crawford swung at a slider near that ear flap on his bright red helmet. Grabbed a piece, one ball, two strikes still. Edgecombe. Cyclones all-time leader in pitching appearances, making his 55th here today. The righty deals, and Crawford down on strikes. Got him on the fastball up at 86. Third time Crawford has struck out since his single to lead off the home first. And for Hetchka, that his second strikeout. And there's one down in the inning for Otto Kemp. Kemp a double, been hit by a pitch today. He's also lined out to left center. And he takes outside for ball one. Kemp off to a tremendous start this year. Entering play today, second in the league in on-base percentage and triples as this popped a mile high. Pregent ditches the mask, third base side, and in fair ground on the grass, maybe about a step or two outside of the batter's circle. Third base way, makes the grab. Two out. A lot of weak contact against Hetchka so far today. Sends up Leandro Pineda, who has drove in both of Jersey Shore's runs with an RBI knock in the home first. Since then, a strikeout and a ground out to second as Hetchka offers. And Pineda takes outside and low, 1-0. Pineda entering play today. Also among the league leaders, tied for seventh in hits, ninth in batting average, as he is about 4 days early on the changeup. His back foot ended up behind home plate. 1-1. Break even. Slider came in off the plate on the hands. And Pineda just a pop-up behind the dish, 1-2. Hetchka. Toes angled towards the third base side as time called, right as he was about ready to work into the wind. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth, Brooklyn will have the top of their lineup. 1-2. Pineda flares it left field side to the third base concourse. Still 1-2. Brooklyn in front by a pair, trying to keep it that way into the ninth. 1-2 pitch. Pineda in the air left field. Back into his left is Consuegra, squares his shoulders and makes the catch to end the inning. So another 1-2-3 frame for Hetschka. This time does the job on 12 pitches, just like he did to retire the side in order in the seventh inning. To the ninth we go. Another pitching change for Jersey Shore. Nick Morabito and the top of the lineup due up for Brooklyn, trying to add to a 4-2 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Go to the top of the ninth, call to the bullpen, Daniel Harper on for Jersey Shore, with Brooklyn trying to tack on a 4-2 lead for the Cyclones. Nick Morabito, 1-for-4 today, been retired all three times since his leadoff home run. And the former Kentucky Wildcats' first pitch outside to Nick, 1-0. Harper, the righty, 6'3", 228 pounds, will celebrate his 25th birthday later on this week on the 1st of June, as Morabito shoots it to the right out of play, 1-1. Harper, 17th round pick of the Phillies 2 years ago out of Kentucky from Fairway, Kansas. 1-1. And Morabito to a knee, can't hit the fastball. Inside at 96, a ball and two strikes. Final line for Jack Dallas, goes an inning, works around the two base hits. No walks, a K, 13 pitches, 10 strikes. Righty still throwing in the Brooklyn bullpen in left. That is Brett Banks. Looks like he'll get the ninth, as this tapped on the ground to short. Coming on the move is Bergoya, and his throw in time to get Morabito one away. Nick LaRusso 0-for-4, could be the last chance for him tonight to extend his hitting streak to double figures. Be the first Cyclone to reach that plateau in 2024. But the numbers for Harper: 15th appearance, 0-1 record, a 165 ERA, 4-for-6 in save tries, as a 99-mile-an-hour fastball bumped past LaRusso, 0-1. Just 7 hits allowed in 16 and a third innings, 8 walks to 22 strikeouts. The month of May, Harper has been as untouchable as humanly possible. The 0-1, and LaRusso in the air right field, back to the warning track, turning around, and that one's on the berm and gone. Take that for untouchable. The first run and just the third hit Daniel Harper has allowed in 9 2/3 innings so far in the month of May. Nick LaRusso extends the hitting streak to 10 as his 7th home run makes it 5-2 Brooklyn. just snuck it over the right field fence, maybe a foot or two onto the right field berm. But, Nick, 101 off the bat, 373 feet. And Brooklyn, their second home run today, makes it 5-2 as Junior Tillian takes outside for ball one. At the first home run Harper has allowed this season as Tillian fouls it back. And just the second home run Harper has allowed in almost 60 innings in his minor league career. Tillian fouls it away. 1-2. Well, Harper had a blown save in the game against Brooklyn on April the 18th. There was a scoreless inning on April the 20th. But LaRusso takes him deep with one out in the ninth as Tillian takes down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Harper from the first base side of the rubber. The 2-2. And Tillian, another high fly ball. This one out to left, but will stay in the ballpark for Mendez. And in front of the warning track, makes the catch with both hands. Two down. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth inning, Jersey Shore will have the heart of their lineup due up. Mendez, Nava, and Bergoglio. Against the right-hander Brett Banks, who continues to throw. They could conceivably let Hedzka go back out for a third inning of work, but he has not worked into a third frame in relief this season. Lugo is 1-for-3, a single and a walk, and he takes a fastball down and away at 95, 1-0. Lugo last time up, a pop-up to short. Cyclones a 5-2 lead in the ninth inning. The 1-0. Lugo, chopper up the middle, and over the leaping glove of the second baseman, Kemp, into left center field, a base hit. Mendez fires in. Lugo on base for the third time, his second hit. And just a ground ball that had a lot of hop to it. Was to the left of the second base back, Bergoglio to his left, the second baseman, Kemp to his right. Kemp had the best chance at it, and had that ball maybe been about 3 or 4 inches shorter, that ball ends up in Kemp's mitt. Still would have been a tough play as Consuegra swings the first pitch. Off the end of the bat into center. And the catch made by Crawford to end the inning. And that ball off the bat of Lugo got over Kemp's glove. Not the case for the ball hit by Stanley Consuegra as Crawford makes the catch to retire the side. Brooklyn adds a run, though. On the opposite field blast by LaRusso. Brett Banks coming on to try and close out a victory. Brooklyn 5, Jersey Shore 2 on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
To the ninth inning we go. The Cyclones trying to close out a win. They lead it by a score of 5-2. Brett Banks on a try and close it out. The right-hander, 6'3", 205 pounds, 22 years old from Garner, North Carolina. Mets 11th round pick last year out of UNC Wilmington. Final line for Josh Hetchka today. He was outstanding. Two innings, six up, six down. Struck out two. Hetchka has the first pitch of the ninth inning into Henry Mendez inside and low. And the count 1-0. Joshua Cornelli warming up behind Banks just in case. But Hetchka, 24 pitches, 17 strikes, the 1-0. And Mendez, a ground ball over the mound. Lugo, first base side of second. Overhand throw to first. And they just get the hustling Mendez for the first out of the ninth inning. Great play by Lugo to his left. Guy who, throughout his career, has been known more for his bat than his glove. But you forget that he was named the Mets' minor league defensive infielder of the season last year. And Lugo's playing a lot more shortstop this season. And has greatly and continued to greatly improve at that position every year. Andrick Nava, the batter, and he attacks the first pitch. Couple of hops right at Junior Tillian. Sidearm throw to first, and the Cyclones are one out away from victory. So a couple of ground balls forced by Brett Banks. You love to see it. Numbers for Brett so far this season with Brooklyn making his 10th appearance, 2-0 mark. A 3.86 ERA, six hits, nine and a third innings. Six walks, 10 Ks. Struck out a couple on Sunday against Hudson Valley. Righty's first pitch to William Bergoglio. Fouled off the end of the bat, back behind the plate in the count 0-1. Fans, reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game three in this series tomorrow night. The kick, the 0-1, and Bergoglio pops it up. This should do it. Consuegra racing in and to his right, lost his hat, but makes the catch over his left shoulder, and the Blue Claws' 12-game home winning streak has come to a close. Your final score this afternoon, the Brooklyn Cyclones 5 and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 2. Celebrate yourself a Cyclones victory on this Wednesday afternoon as Brooklyn evens up this series at a win apiece, and what a job done really by this Brooklyn's pitching staff. You take away the first three batters of the game for the Blue Claws, who reached on three straight hits, scored two runs. From that point forward, Dakota Hawkins, Jeffrey Colon, Josh Hetchka, and Brett Banks combined to allow just two hits and one walk, as well as the fact that Hetchka and Banks finished off the game with three perfect innings of relief. A tremendous job done by Dan McKinney's pitching staff as this Cyclones team gets a road victory and give the Blue Claws their first home loss in the month of May. We'll step aside when we come back. The happy recap, as the late, great Bob Murphy would say, is coming up next. Brooklyn 5, Jersey Shore 2. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. little bounce in the step to celebrate a W on this Wednesday morning. The Cyclones, a 5-2 winner over Jersey Shore. They snapped the Blue Claws' 12-game home winning streak to start the month of May, I should say, as the Cyclones beat the Blue Claws today by a final of 5-2 with the win. Brooklyn improving to 25-22. Jersey Shore with the loss dropping to 26-21. And a couple of really exciting, well-played games on both sides to start this series. As the Cyclones come away with the win today, Brooklyn continuing to find ways to get the job done, especially when they score four or more runs and when they strike first. Into pretty big splits so far to start this year. Brooklyn, when they score four or more, now 19-4. And when they score the game's first run, they are 18-2 so far this season. So when Brooklyn jumps out in front first, they very rarely squander that lead, and that was the case again here today as we take you through the game that was on the Cyclones Radio Network. Was Sam Aldegheri for Jersey Shore, Dakota Hawkins for Brooklyn. Hawkins making the first start of his professional career today. Nick Morabito leading off the top half of the first inning, took the first pitch of the game for a ball, and the second pitch didn't come back. Lefty kicks the 1-0, and Morabito drives one deep to left field, and all you can do is turn and watch that one sail on the berm. Two pitches into the game, and Nick Morabito picks up where he left off last night. 1-0 Brooklyn. Yeah, Morabito put an immediate charge into this ball game. A home run onto the berm. It was a nice catch by a fan out there. And Brooklyn had a 1-0 lead. However, that lead did not last very long as Jersey Shore, much like they did yesterday after Brooklyn scored, immediately had a rebuttal in the next half inning. Justin Crawford smacked the second pitch from Dakota Hawkins for a single to right. And then Otto Kemp on the very next pitch doubled down the left field line. So three pitches into Hawkins' start. The Blue Claws had second and third and nobody out. Three pitches after that, Leandro Pineda hit a two-run single past the drawn-in infield. So the Blue Claws had a 2-1 lead just six pitches into the home first after Brooklyn had the leadoff home run. And Hawkins, you have to give him all the credit in the world. You thought in a situation like that the wheels might come off the vehicle. But instead, Dakota Hawkins buckled down, got Mendez to ground out to the pitcher, induced a line out to left from Andrick Nava, a fly out to center from William Bergoya. And from that point on, Dakota Hawkins commanded the show. Finished the day, four innings, two runs, four hits, a walk, 5K. So that means after the first three batters of the game reached and scored two runs, it was four innings, no runs, one hit, one walk, 5Ks for the Hawk today. And that was a big reason why Brooklyn was able to come back and ultimately win this ballgame. It remained a 2-1 game. Jersey Shore didn't have a base runner over the next nine hitters after the first three reached base to set up Brooklyn in the top half of the fourth inning, because in that frame, William Lugo led off with a sharp hit single to left, and that brought up Stanley Consuegra with an opportunity at history. As Consuegra tomahawks one deep down the left field line, and that's the record. Stanley Consuegra stands alone as Brooklyn's all-time hit king, and Brooklyn's going to try to score the tying run on the play, and they will. William Lugo races all the way around from first base to score on Stanley Consuegra's RBI double. Hit number 165 to break a tie with Alex Ramirez for the all-time Cyclones hit record. And yes, he did break that record, the RBI double by Stanley Consuegra, tying the game at two. Two pitches later, Wilfredo Lara delivered a base hit in the left, gave Brooklyn a 3-2 advantage. He would advance to second on the throw, took third on a flyout to center by Mateo Gill, and with Christian Pregent at the plate, would score on a wild pitch. Brooklyn, three runs in that fourth inning to take a 4-2 lead. And you got worried a little bit in the middle innings. Brooklyn had some great opportunities to blow this game wide open. Got four walks from Andrew Baker in the sixth inning, but an out on a dirt ball at third enabled Jersey Shore to strand the bases loaded in that inning. Brooklyn again in the seventh, or rather, excuse me, in the eighth inning against Jack Dallas. Got a leadoff double by Consuegra. A single by Lara, had first and third and nobody out, but a pop-up, a strikeout, and a ground out kept it a 4-2 game. And then Nick LaRusso, with one out in the ninth inning, made sure Brooklyn received some insurance. A solo home run to right center field, his team-leading seventh of the year, gave Brooklyn a 5-2 lead. And the Cyclones bullpen did the job from there. Jeffrey Colon, Josh Hetchka, and Brett Banks combined to retire the last 11 Blue Claws in order after Henry Mendez's leadoff single in the bottom of the sixth inning as the Cyclones snapped the Blue Claws' 12-game home winning streak to start the month and win it 5-2. Winning pitcher Jeffrey Colon, he improves to 1-0, two scoreless innings, I should say. One hit, no walks, a strikeout, the loss to Sam Aldegheri. His third consecutive defeat, he drops to 3-3. Five innings, four runs on a season-high, four hits. Walked one, did match his season best with 10 strikeouts. The save to Brett Banks, his first as a Cyclone, his second of the year. One inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, and no strikeouts. Final line score this afternoon. Brooklyn, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 9. Jersey Shore, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 4. Final time of game this afternoon. A quick 2 hours and 13 minutes in front of a crowd of 5,146 today at Shoretown Ballpark. Taking a look at the out-of-town scores before we say goodbye on this Wednesday afternoon. Everything else in the South Atlantic League will start at 6:30 or later. Aberdeen at Hudson Valley. Levi Wells against Baron Stewart. His first start back with the Renegades after a brief cameo at AAA Scranton. Asheville and Greensboro at 6:30 from McCormick Field. It will be James Hicks for the Tourists, Derek Diamond for the Grasshoppers. Hickory at Winston-Salem, 7 o'clock start. Ryan Lobus for the Crawdads, no listed starter yet for the Dash. Greenville and Rome at 7:05. Juan Daniel Encarnacion hosting Drew Hackenberg, and Bowling Green at home against Wilmington at 7:35. Jose Atencio against Trevor Martin. Taking a look at the Mets affiliates today. Mets will play a matinee, a 4:10 start at Citi Field against the Dodgers. David Peterson back off the 60-day IL to make his first start of the year. The former Cyclone going up against the lefty James Paxton. Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, Tomas Nito alongside Peterson, the former Cyclones in the lineup there. AAA Syracuse is 6:35 scheduled start as they will host the Buffalo Bison from MBT Bank Stadium. AA Binghamton had their game completed early due to rain at Marabito Stadium. Harrisburg, the Nationals affiliate, winning by a final of 2-0. Nolan McLean took the loss, gave up a couple runs on 6 hits in 5 innings. Andre Lara credited with a complete game shutout in that ball game. Single A St. Lucie at home against Dunedin at 6:30 tonight. On the road today against Dunedin at 6:30 tonight. No listed starter yet for St. Lucie. And bottom of the fourth inning right now in Jupiter, Florida. Florida Complex League Mets trailing the Cardinals on the road at 5-2. A.J. Ewing has homered for the second straight day, his fourth of the year. Looking at Major League Baseball on this Wednesday. Couple of games still going on right now. Tigers and Pirates playing a single admission doubleheader. Tigers leading game one 3-0 in the bottom of the third. Tarek Skubal against Jared Jones. Game two will follow. Paul Skeens for the Pirates. Cater Montero will make his Major League debut for the Tigers. 23-year-old right-hander Reds and Cardinals are scoreless. Middle two, Frankie Montas against Andre Pallante. Rangers hosting the Diamondbacks coming up in about an hour. Dane Dunning against Ryan Nelson. Phillies in San Francisco to take on the Giants at 3:45. Christopher Sanchez against Kyle Harrison. A couple of lefties squaring off against one another, 4:10. It will be the Padres hosting the Marlins. Yu Darvish against Braxton Garrett. Red Sox in Baltimore to take on the Orioles at 6:35. Cutter Crawford facing off against Corbin Burns. Rays hosting the A's at 6:50. Joey Estes for Oakland. Ryan Pepio for the Dodgers. How about 2024 South Atlantic League alum Spencer Schwellenbach? Three starts ago, he was pitching against the Cyclones at AdventHealth Stadium. And today he'll start for the Braves against the Washington Nationals. Had two scoreless double-A starts after his final start for Rome against Brooklyn. Mackenzie Gore will oppose him at 7:20. Royals in Minnesota to take on the Twins at 7:40. Seth Lugo, the former Cyclone, against Bailey Ober. White Sox host the Blue Jays. It'll be Chris Flexen, another former Cyclone for Chicago, against Alec Manoa. Cubs and Brewers in Milwaukee. Shota Imanaga against right-hander Bryce Wilson. Rockies and Guardians at 8:40. Ty Black against Logan Allen. Yankees and Anaheim to take on the Angels at 9:38. Luis Gil against Tyler Anderson. And the Mariners host the Astros at 9:40. George Kirby against Justin Verlander. Our series continues tomorrow afternoon. It will be a 7:05 scheduled start tomorrow. The right-hander Jewilmy Ramirez will make his second start of the year for Brooklyn, coming off his arguably best appearance of the season, 4 1/3 impressive innings to pick up the win in support of Douglas Orellana last Friday. He'll go against Stevenson Jimenez, 2-6, a 6.45 ERA. Coverage on the radio network will start 6:50 Eastern time, leading up to the 7:05 first pitch right here from Shortown Ballpark. That'll do it for us here on this Wednesday afternoon. I have to wish a very happy birthday to the man in the booth to my left, Greg Giambarisi, celebrating his birthday today. They had him throw out a first pitch. It was a great scene for that, but the Cyclones trying to make it two in a row tomorrow as they snap the Blue Claws' 12-game home winning streak today for our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager Billy Harner, as always, my partner Johnny Gademowitz, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island. I'm Justin Rock saying so long and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday afternoon and evening as the Cyclones come away with a 5-2 winner here today over the Blue Claws. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at 6:50, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.